by Lena Uggins with TakingTheKids.com on the road with Dane at WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicagoland. Honored to have on the line today. She is one of the top travel gurus in the world. You've seen her on all the television shows, Good Morning America, The Today Show, of course, her syndicated column for the Chicago Tribune, and the driving force behind TakingTheKids.com, always giving us great places to go and bringing the family, the one and only Eileen Uggins. Welcome to WGN.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
Here's the thing is you have, and I don't know what your business card looks like. It just says Eileen Uggins, and then underneath the title is like coolest job ever, because you get to go any place and in every single way. I'm not sure if you've done any intergalactic travel or been to other planets yet. But,
haven't been on the spaceship.
And someday you'll have that travel guide for the stars. But here's a place that you just came back from that I have heard a lot about over the years, and certainly great food and great wine scene, great port scene and all of that. But it's still, there's a kind of a cloud of mystery around Portugal where people have heard of it. They certainly know, but not a lot of people, as many as you'd think, would have gotten to go there and experience it. So what was it like?
Well, it's, first of all, it's getting more popular with Americans, I think, because it's a safe destination. You're right, it does have great food. It has great historical sites, great beaches. You know, we were on a river cruise that went through this really beautiful valley, but it's becoming way more approachable now because TAP Air Portugal, the Portuguese airline, is adding a lot of nonstop flights this June, including from Chicago. So, you know, it makes it much easier, like a one-stop hop. And those listeners listening with kids, I was going to make 2 points. First of all, there's a wonderful hotel group in Portugal called Martin Hall. If you just look on my site, takingthekids.com, and do a search for Portugal, I've written about it, but they have really great facilities for kids. Even in Lisbon, you don't think of a city hotel having supervised activities so the parents can go out for a couple of hours, but they do. So that's one thing. And then another thing is another company Americans don't know a lot about because it's French. It's called Quasi Europe, is a river cruise company, and this summer they're doing some really great kids-free river cruises where they're going to have special activities on board for kids. And a river cruise can be a good bet for a family because the boats are small, you know, only 100 people or so, and the kids can run around without you worrying too much about it. So, you know, I just think there's a lot to be said for Portugal. It's a place where you can mix it up, you know, going to the beach or going to an amazing palace or exploring a new city like Lisbon, maybe learning some European history. So I really would recommend it for sure.
You know, when you think about Portugal, you know, and I had to, you know, at first blush, I really don't have, other than maybe what you learned in school and the history, and then of course on the food and wine side, you know, the great port and the stuff that they make on the spirit side and the expression side. But I really don't have like a ton of background information. When it comes to the language though too, it is one of those, you know, it's Portuguese. Obviously everyone's heard of it, but not everybody speaks it. Is it pretty universal for people with English?
Everybody speaks English in Portugal. It's, you know, it's kind of the common language, and the kids have to learn it in school, and pretty much anyone working in tourism or anywhere in the store is going to speak English. So that's really not an issue. You're going to find it significantly less expensive than other major European cities, and because it's smaller, to me, it's just a little bit easier to navigate. We went to this amazing palace, which I think is their top UNESCO site, called Sintra, S-I-N-T-R-A, which is about a half an hour outside of Lisbon, and it's almost like a fairy tale. I mean, this king worked on it for something like 25 years, and it's this mishmash of all different styles. Moorish, in Portugal they have a lot of tiles, you know, ceramic tiles, and but also very romantic. So kids, you can run around outside. It has all of these huge forests and gardens. That's really fun. Portugal's a great place for kids to try some new food, you know, maybe some kind of seafood. They could challenge each other to eat grilled sardines or octopus or something they haven't had before, but there's always something they'll like to eat. You know, you're not going to have a problem.
And on the climate side, you mentioned the beach, so I'm guessing it must be relatively warm, at least at some times during the year. Is it more like maybe Italy as a climate, or is it more like Spain? Is it more like England?
It's not England. I would say it's more Mediterranean, you know, because it's just north of Spain. So when you go to the south of Portugal, that's where people go to the beach, but the rest of the country, it's pretty temperate, you know, so it would be pretty nice climate. And of course, it's along the coast. Portugal's famous for their explorers, and for your listeners who might be fans of port wine, which you mentioned, you know, Portugal is famous for their wines and then their fortified wines. That actually came about because they were sending wine to England, and they were worried it wasn't going to make it those long sea journeys. So they fortified it with brandy. And then this is, you know, going back hundreds of years. And then they got it to England, and the British were like, hey, this tastes pretty good. So the this whole industry was born. And Porto, which is Portugal's second largest city, where I was the other day, that's where you'll find dozens of these places, the port wine industry, for those that are really interested. But, you know, for those traveling with kids, it's pretty interesting too, just to see how these industries come about. You might see some fishermen at work, you might be able to go fishing or go sailing. So, and again, a river cruise is something families might not be thinking about, but now with this, with Quasi Europe offering kids free this summer, that could be an opportunity. And I was thinking on board, actually, you know, since it's a French company, they attract a lot of French and a lot of Europeans. I mean, we actually were the only Americans on the sailing we were on. And I was thinking how interesting it would be for kids to be spending a week with other kids, you know, from France or Belgium or Holland. You know, it could be just a fun experience for them.
Yeah.
Beyond the usual vacation.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. It's probably not all that Americanized in there, but there's probably a lot of European influences as well. And it's funny to think some iconic things in the food and wine space probably started out as like, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. So, I think, you know, and also when people go to Europe these days, you're worried about safety, and you're also worried about how much it's costing. And so I think, you know, Portugal could be a really, now with all of the airlift coming from Chicago, as well as they already have nonstops to Newark, but they're going to also have nonstops from San Francisco and D.C., it can make it really easy. And plus, since these flights are new, they're going to have some pretty decent fares, you know, that you wouldn't expect for the summer getting to Europe.
Oh, some great places to suggest and kind of fill us in on, and always with that sensibility of taking the kids as well. Takingthekids.com is the website for all of that stuff. And I'm guessing there'll be some Portugal information and features up there as well.
Yeah, there are, for sure. So just go to Taking the Kids and do a search for Portugal, and you'll see some stuff I've written already, and there'll be more coming.
She's the best in the business, showing us places we need to go. And of course, as always, Taking the Family, it's takingthekids.com. Eileen, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for doing everything that you do. And thanks for jumping on WGN today.
Oh, thanks for having me, and happy travels.